This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Both former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush have paid tribute to late Senator John McCain, and speaking very highly of the senator who they both once challenged for the office of president. Meghan McCain delivered a tearful message about a father, and as AP Sagar Magani reports, some of those words were directed at U.S. President Trump, who was asked not to attend.
I love you, Dad.
Meghan McCain was the first speaker at John McCain's memorial service at Washington National Cathedral.
We gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness. The real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly, nor the opportunistic appropriation of those who live lives of comfort and privilege while he suffered and served.
It was a clear shot at President Trump, who was not invited to the service while his three immediate predecessors were. Meghan McCain added, "The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again, because America was always great." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Family, loved ones, celebrities, and prominent political leaders, including former U.S. President Bill Clinton, were among the thousands who gathered at Detroit's Greater Grace Temple Friday for an all-day funeral ceremony to honor the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder was among the speakers.
She was that rare queen who never lost the common touch. She could drop her fur coat on the stage of the Kennedy Center in front of those with great power and great wealth, and continue to care about the plight of poor, unfairly treated people in forgotten parts of this country.
Franklin died on August 16th from complications of pancreatic cancer. The Trump administration has cut funding to the UN agency that helps Palestinian refugees, calling the organization irredeemably flawed. This is VOA News. President Trump notified Congress he plans to sign a trade agreement with Mexico within 90 days after talks with Canada ended without an immediate deal to update the North American Free Trade Agreement. The talks were overshadowed by reports that Mr. Trump had boasted any deal with Canada would be totally on U.S. terms. Canada's Foreign Minister, Chrystia Freeland.
We're looking for a good deal, not just any deal, and we will only agree to a deal that is a good deal for Canada. We're not there yet.
Canada rejoined the talks to revamp the North American Free Trade Agreement after Mexico and the United States announced a bilateral deal Monday. Alexander Zakharchenko, the leader of a Russian-backed separatist group, was killed on Friday in a blast at a cafe. The official media arm of the unrecognized republic confirmed his death, along with the injuries to at least one other rebel government official in an explosion it labeled a terrorist attack. The assassination, the latest in a series against prominent pro-Russian rebels fighting in East Ukraine, risk reigniting already simmering tensions between Russia and Ukraine. The U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands said in a statement that two people injured in a stabbing incident Friday in Amsterdam's Central Station are U.S. citizens. Dutch police say the attacker was an Afghan citizen who was shot by police and is in their custody. A United Nations watchdog committee accuses China of holding more than 1 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in political re-education camps in the Western region. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA in Geneva.
The 18 independent experts of the UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination say they have received numerous credible reports of widespread torture and ill-treatment in China. Committee member Nicola Morugan says those subjected to cruel treatment include Tibetans, Uyghurs, and other ethnic minorities, as well as political protesters and human rights defenders.
The committee has been alarmed by numerous reports of detention of large numbers of ethnic Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities held incommunicado and often for long periods without being charged or tried under the pretext of countering terrorism and religious extremisms. The committee regrets that there is no official data on how many people are in long-term detention.
The committee reports many people are forced to spend varying periods of time in political re-education camps.
Lisa Schlein for VOA. And Brazil's electoral court has ruled that the former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will not be allowed to run in this year's presidential campaign. He's currently serving a 12-year prison sentence on a bribery charge. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.